And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but the salt hath lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass one jot or tittle, or one tittle shall in no wise pass away from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there any gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with them, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost parting. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy wife I offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is probable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is probable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It has been said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her writing of a divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy coat also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give him that askest thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. But if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as our Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, and also the first 12 or 13 verses, more the Beatitudes that Matthew written. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you recognize your absolute dependency upon God because of our poor in spirit and for our kingdom in heaven? And realize that it's because of the Lord's mercy we are all consumed. Do you sense that everything you have is the direct result of grace? And are you empty of pride? And have you abandoned all hope itself? Blessed are the poor in spirit. And then blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Although we're not being persecuted here, but we might be one day like the early church was. But it would be more blessed to be persecuted for the kingdom of God. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. You shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And then rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Yeah. And they got the reward for being persecuted for his sake. And if we're being persecuted, we will get what God would have us to have too, if we have to go through that persecution one day. We are to ask to be the salt of the earth, to tell everyone about the good news about the Savior, and to be the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid, not to hide our light, and not to put it under a bushel, but to put it on a candlestick where it shines throughout the whole house and throughout the whole world. Let our light shine before men, that they may see good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He says, think not that I've come to destroy the law, but I've come to destroy, but to fulfill. Especially like over in Hosea, and I was listening to a message from Good News there a while ago there, their revival. And that God told Hosea to go marry someone, but she was going to depart from him. But just trying to show Israel there that they were, just what they had done from him. He was using that as an example from Hosea when he married Gomer. But he was told to do that by God. But you heard, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall be no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And he's given it that in our King James Bible here, that it is the only pure word of God for ours today. All the other translations, versions are all corrupt. That we have the only one that's not corrupt. Okay. Father, we just to thank you for this time, Father, to come just to have this opportunity just to share your word here at Penn Sunday School, Father, that hopefully it's a blessing to the people, and Father, just to do what you had me to do, Father. We just ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.